Nancy Pelosi vows Congress will pass election reform bill. Criminalized political speech, prepaid absentee ballots. By Hannah Blow on November 6, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, outlined a few key objectives Congress will pursue on the first day of the 117th Congress. Promising to pass H.R.1, an election reform bill Republicans warn will enable even greater voter fraud. In a letter to her colleagues on Friday in which she formally requested their support to re-elect her as Speaker of the House, Pelosi said Democrats will prioritize championing progress for LGBTQ Americans, women, seniors, and frontline communities, as well as remove barriers to the ballot box so that the American people can make their voices heard in the 117th Congress. Our Democratic House will proudly pass our election reform, anti-corruption, and voting rights legislation by passing H.R.1 on the first day of the new Congress, she vowed in the letter. Democrats try to advance H.R.1, also known as the For the People Act, last year, which specifically expands voter registration and voting access and limits removing voters from voter rolls, according to a summary of the bill. A memo to the movement from the Conservative Action Project highlighted a number of the objectives outlined in the bill, which includes the criminalization of political speech and the automatic registration of voters. Conservatives are united in opposing H.R. 1, the attempt by House Democrats to fundamentally undermine the American electoral system, the memo stated. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Pelosi's legislation is a massive federal power grab away from the states. The Constitution gives primary authority to the sovereign states to conduct elections. This bill empowers the federal government to micromanage elections by requiring states to get pre-clearance from Washington, D.C., before changing their election procedures. H.R. 1 also mandates countless millions of taxpayer dollars be given to candidates for their campaigns, requiring citizens to fund candidates who those citizens actually oppose for office. Additionally, it forces all states to allow all convicted felons to vote, requires all states to allow same-day voter registration, which leads to voter fraud, makes it difficult for a state to discover if a voter is also voting in another state, prevents states from limiting early voting, prevents states from limiting voting by mail, requires all states to provide free mail-in absentee ballots, criminalizes political speech that the government deems discouraging to voters who are statistically more likely to vote Democrat, takes redistricting away from elected leaders to give to left-leaning commissions. Reps. Jim Jordan, R.O., and Mo Brooks, R.L., were among those who publicly stood against the Democrats' measure, which passed in the House last year in a 234-193 vote. As a backdrop, let me emphasize that the long-term goal of socialist Democrats is to dilute and undermine the voting power of American citizens, Brooks warned at the time, adding that the legislation does its best to exploit and expand voter fraud loopholes. How do we know that? By past socialist Democrat actions and conduct. For example, in many parts of America where socialist Democrats enjoy dominant political control, they have made it lawful for illegal aliens and lawful non-citizens to vote, thereby diluting the vote of American citizens and undermining the ability of Americans to run their own governments. San Francisco is the largest such city, where illegal aliens and all other non-citizens can not only lawfully register to vote, they in fact vote in local elections. Further, H.R. 1 does its best to exploit and expand voter fraud loopholes that socialist Democrats slipped into past federal legislation that, for example, empowered as many as 95,000 non-citizens to register to vote, and 58,000 non-citizens to actually vote, in recent Texas elections. Representative Jim Banks, RN, recently resurrected the Democrats' devotion to advancing the legislation in light of the controversial presidential election. Democrats always plan to use mail-in ballots to sway this election. That's why they introed and passed H.R. 1, their number one priority, when Pelosi took House majority in early 2019, long before pandemic, Banks said. If it had passed, every state election would look like PA, why and me right now? He warned.